This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Forecasters are using the words catastrophic and devastating to describe Hurricane Dorian as it crawls across Grand Bahama Island. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The second strongest Atlantic storm on record left a trail of destruction in the Bahamas on Sunday. Hurricane Dorian is a catastrophic Category 5 storm, expected to drop up to 30 inches of rain on the Caribbean country. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis went on national television ahead of the disaster to urge citizens to prepare.
This is probably the most saddened and worst day of my life to address the Bahamian people. And I just want to say that as a physician, I've been trained to withstand many things, but never anything like this.
Meanwhile, the storm is expected to head dangerously close to Florida. The U.S. state is ordering evacuations along its coast, although some are choosing to stay put. Dorian is forecast to remain a hurricane for the next 5 days.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The U.S. and China imposed new tariffs on each other's exported goods on Sunday, the latest skirmish in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. U.S. President Donald Trump levied 15% taxes on about $112 billion worth of Chinese exported products headed to the United States. Meanwhile, Beijing started adding 5 and 10% tariffs on some of the $75 billion worth of U.S. exports being sent to China. Flexport chief economist Phil Levy says a lot of goods are affected.
This is exactly hitting the sort of consumer electronics, the apparel, your Apple Watch, your iPad.
The International Monetary Fund is warning the trade war could spark a global downturn. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong high school students gathered in a park Monday on what was the first day of the new school year. Their strike was to show their continued support for the pro-democracy movement. Earlier, demonstrators disrupted the Monday morning commute by blocking train doors. Sunday protesters, seeking democratic rights, blocked access to the international airport, setting fire to barricades on the road, blocking entrance to the airport bus terminal, and leading transit officials to suspend train service to the facility. A volley of heavy artillery fire in Lebanon has the Israelis claiming that both Iran and Hezbollah are racing to establish missile production factories there. We get more from Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The pro-Iranian Lebanese group Hezbollah fired several anti-tank missiles at an Israeli army base and a military ambulance, but there were no casualties, according to the Israeli army. The army said several of the missiles struck their targets, and Israel fired dozens of mortars at Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu looked relieved that the Hezbollah strike had not caused casualties. He said that Israel responded to the attack and that he has ordered the army to be ready to respond to any scenario. An army spokesman said Israel had launched more than 100 airstrikes at Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri asked the international community to intervene to stop the attacks. Yair Golan, a former deputy chief of staff and current Knesset member, said Hezbollah did not want a war with Israel. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The FBI says the gunman who killed 7 and wounded 22 in Odessa, Texas Saturday acted alone and likely had no ties to any global or domestic terror group. The shooter hijacked a mail truck and fired at other cars as he sped along a highway before police killed him. India's ambitious mission to the moon has crossed a crucial milestone and is on course to place a probe on the south pole of the lunar surface later this week. Space officials say the landing module detached from the main spacecraft successfully Monday and is now about 100 kilometers from the moon's surface. It is scheduled to touch down on the moon on Saturday, deploying a 27-kilogram robotic rover on the south pole. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The Voice of VOA 1. The Voice of America.